Francesca, just one more final question for you. We'd like to finish on something really simple and send people home with a simple idea to get their head around. And this one's come in. If the universe is expanding, you know where this is going. What's it expanding into?
Yeah, this is actually a very good question. People often say that the universe is expanding and this means that the galaxies in it are getting further apart. And the analogy people use is if you put a lot of dots on the surface of a balloon, and those are like the galaxies, and as you blow the balloon up, the universe is the surface of the balloon, all the galaxies, the dots get further apart from each other. And this is a very good analogy, but it naturally begs the question, well, the balloon is expanding into the room, what's the universe expanding into? Unfortunately, this is where the analogy ends. The universe, the space we live in, has the mathematical properties, or some of the mathematical properties, of the surface of the balloon, but it has those properties without there being something it's expanding into. In math speak, we say that the manifold doesn't need an embedding in a higher dimensional space. That might not mean much to most listeners.
Oh, I don't know. I thought that was really simple. Thanks for that. Just moving on. But no, in strict terms then, does this mean that, because one philosophical answer I heard to this question was to say, well, the universe is everything, if that's your definition, so therefore the universe is everything, so it's not expanding into anything because it is everything. But that's sort of a get-out clause, isn't it? Because our human brains have not evolved to grasp at the idea that there could be something that's everywhere and everything all at once and getting bigger, but is everything. It doesn't quite sit with our perception of how the world works and the universe works.
Yeah, I think that might be the philosophical answer. From my point of view as a sort of practicing scientist, I have some observations. I do some maths which describes this expanding space, which doesn't need to include what it's expanding into. The maths doesn't require there to be an outside the universe. And then I get an answer out and I compare the answer with data and it matches the data. So that's the sense in which the universe is expanding as far as I'm concerned.
If you look at where the universe is it expanding everywhere by the same amount? And if I look at, say, the patch of space between the Earth and Mars, has that expanded a bit in the same way that the patch of space between us and the Andromeda galaxy has expanded? But obviously there's a lot more of that, so it will have, relatively speaking, that would have expanded more.
This is also a very good point. It's really only the bits between galaxies that are expanding. The bits between galaxies are what's governed by the overall motion of the universe. Within a galaxy, the gravity of the galaxy is kind of holding stuff together, so it doesn't expand. And one way to see this is if absolutely everything was expanding by the same amount, we wouldn't notice because anything we could use to measure it would also be expanding.
There you go. I said it'd be a nice, easy one for us to send everyone home on.